so much of our lives has changed due to the coronavirus. But wildlife research and other environmental science is trudging on, and researchers need your help. The Allegheny Friends' Andy Cubis has learned you don't need specialized background training or expertise. All you need is time.
Jeannie McHale has been weathering the pandemic at her house in Pittsburgh with her husband, 4 kids, and 2 dogs. There's a lot of cooking to be done and a lot of schoolwork, but there's also deciding whether that antelope-sized animal with stripes and a horn is a bush buck or a yellow-backed duiker.
I think it looks like it.
Oh, yeah, he does kind of have that stripey thing down, doesn't he? And he's big.
He's definitely big.
Jeannie and 7-year-old Freda aren't playing some fun computer game. They are helping real scientists from Oxford and Yale classify data collected from cameras in Africa. It's called citizen science.
Okay. And what behaviors are we seeing?
I think it's like moving through the grass.
Mm-hmm.
For this project, Wild Gabon, researchers are trying to figure out how important the edges of ecosystems are to a national park in the West African country. The project is housed on the website Zooniverse. It's the largest citizen science platform in the world. Projects are arranged by topic, from space to ecology to climate to medicine. There are nearly 100 to choose from.
Researchers truly would not be able to do this on their own.
This is Dr. Laura Truly. She's president of citizen science at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago and co-leader for Zooniverse.
They have huge data sets, and those data sets are growing, like 1 million galaxies to tag or hundreds of thousands of tuberculosis samples to test against different antibiotics. Research teams tend to be relatively small, and with such large data sets, and if it relies on human eyes to detect some kind of pattern, crowdsourcing through an online platform is a real and unique and very useful solution.
Truly says that since the coronavirus crisis began, they've seen a huge increase in participation. She thinks it's because more people are at home looking for ways to connect. Each project has a forum where the research team and volunteers can chat with each other about the science, unusual objects that they're seeing in the data, or just their lives.
It's been really heartwarming to see the role that citizen science can play right now in particular. I think we're all so keen to find ways to continue to engage and continue to have real impact.
We've definitely seen an uptick in citizen science since the quarantine has started.
This is Mark Cartwright. He's part of a research team from NYU and Ohio State University studying urban noise pollution. The project is called The Sounds of New York City. Citizen scientists are asked to listen to and then tag different city sounds. There's a list to choose from: jackhammer, siren, street noise.
What citizen science gives us is scale, and that's really what we need in order to train reliable models for detecting these sources of noise pollution.
It's a huge motivator, knowing that there's a public engaged with your research.
Again, Laura Truly.
It keeps you energized and feeling like what you're doing really does matter and really does have appeal and really can be useful.
Do you see something special about this one?
A baby.
A baby! So we've got to put a green spot on it if it's a baby.
4-year-old Nina Schultz of Pittsburgh and her mom Christy Gelling are looking at photos of penguins collected by the research team behind Penguin Watch. It's one of the most popular citizen science projects with more than 8,000 volunteers.
How do we know it's a baby?
Because it's not black and white, it's gray.
Uh-huh.
And fluffy.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a rock, but it wasn't.
No. It's a baby penguin.
Yeah. And it's cute.
Mm-hmm. This really is open to everyone.
Tom Hart is the Oxford researcher behind Penguin Watch. He says that the citizen scientists are a vital part of his research, and kids are especially good at it.
I mean, it's deliberately intuitive, but they'll see some penguins, they'll learn about stuff, but mostly they're just really, really helping us.
He just has one warning: it's mildly addictive. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.
Let's do all of them.